A Simple Plan by Scott Smith. My parents died in an automobile accident the year after I was married. They tried to enter I-75 through an exit ramp one Saturday night and crashed head-on into a semi hauling cattle. My father was killed instantly in the wreck, decapitated by the hood of his car. But my mother lived for a day and a half more, hooked up to machines in the Delphia Municipal Hospital. The semi-driver came through it all with only a few minor bruises. The first clause of my father's will was an injunction upon my brother and me that we visit his grave every year, without fail, on his birthday. My brother and I had never been close, not even as children, and the gap between us grew wider as we got older. Jacob, older than I by 3 years, had dropped out of high school and lived alone in Ashenville, the tiny town in which we were raised. He worked on a construction crew in the summer and survived off unemployment benefits through the winter. I'd gone to college, the first in my family to do so, graduating from the University of Toledo with a bachelor's degree in business administration. I'd married Sarah, a classmate of mine, and moved to Delphia, 30 miles east of Ashenville, just outside of Toledo. There we bought a three-bedroom, unabashedly suburban house. I commuted back to Ashenville each weekday, to the feed store there, where I worked as an assistant manager and head accountant. No one would ever have recognized Jacob and me as brothers. Jacob took after my father, while I took after my mother.